540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The rain may have stopped, but millions are still dealing with major flooding problems from downpours in the Northeast. Vermont's got the brunt of it. Here's Governor Phil Scott.
We are not out of the woods. This is nowhere near over. And at this phase, our primary focus continues to be on life and safety before we can shift into a recovery phase.
Out west, people are battling more brutal heat. Dr. Frank LaVecchio is in Phoenix, where people are streaming into the ER with heat-related illnesses, including asphalt burns.
When it's 100 degrees out, the pavement is usually like 160 degrees.
And in Florida, people are flocking to beaches to cool off, but it's not helping. Bobby Banks is in Deerfield.
The water was pretty cold all the time. Like, even in the summer, on like some of the hottest days, you still would step into the ocean and feel like, whew, and get that it's pretty cold. But now it feels kind of like a heated pool.
The water around Key Largo is about 98. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine could join soon.
We will issue an invitation for Ukraine to join NATO when allies agree and conditions are met.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There isn't necessarily unanimity on exactly what Ukraine would have to do to become a member and how quickly. And because there's concern that if they were to lay that out so specifically that it was clear to Russia that Ukraine would become a member as soon as this war was over, that perhaps it would give Russia an incentive to prolong the war.
A jury in Detroit has just decided Aretha Franklin's will that was found in her couch is valid. CBS's Matt Piper.
The papers dated 2014 override a 2010 handwritten document that was found in a locked cabinet at her home. The docs had pitted family members against each other, with a sticking point being who would get her main home in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
Franklin died in 2018. Hallmark Channel fans can celebrate the holidays on the high seas soon.
It's that time of year I treasure.
I have goosebumps.
The company is launching a Christmas cruise next year, complete with Hallmark movie stars and Hallmark wine, and of course, an exclusive preview of the 2024 Countdown to Christmas movie. The cruise heads from Miami to the Bahamas next November, and you too can be caught between your big city significant other and that small town love you never forgot. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled.
And if you plan to go overseas to see Taylor Swift, it could be hard to get tickets in France. Ticketmaster shut down pre-sales today after fans flooded the site and caused major tech issues similar to problems here in the U.S. last year. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. The rally is in support of first grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school's spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. Milwaukee's getting a sales tax. The Common Council voted for the 2% sales tax this morning on a 12-3 vote. State lawmakers and the governor put the matter to elected leaders as part of the shared state revenue deal. The mayor's office says the tax could generate about $190 million a year. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee County Board today is holding a public hearing on its own proposed sales tax. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
My
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing? I'm calling this one a Taco Tuesday edition.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy Evan, doing the hard work on the board. Our fair audience, well into the week now. Great to be with you all.
You know, Taco John's owns the right to call it Taco Tuesday.
And that's my understanding.
Taco Bell's trying to, invalidate, because everybody associates tacos with Tuesday. Have you heard that? That's a thing.
I remember something about it, but I mean, when a name of something becomes so intertwined with what it is, right? Like here in Wisconsin, Kleenex. When I was growing up, it wasn't a tissue paper; it was a Kleenex. Everything was a Kleenex, whether or not it was Kleenex brand. You know, I'm gonna go make a Xerox of that. It doesn't matter if it's a copy or not; it's a Xerox. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they're so good at the messaging, they take over the entire industry.
To this day, I still call them time machines.
Right, the ATM, the time machine.
The time machine. That was a regional thing here in the great state of Wisconsin. Well, Dom, often the descriptors of this fine program, they're food related. Because I'm a big guy, I like to eat. And there is some great news. If you're a foodie here in the great state of Wisconsin, Top Chef coming to Madison, coming to my hometown. I get the feeling by the time it airs next spring in Wisconsin. And if you're unfamiliar, and I was, this is the Top Shelf theme song.
Yeah, Top Chef. Top Chef, Crudy. Yeah. Coming to Madison, Milwaukee, and Door County, man, making the rounds here in Wisconsin.
Well, Top Shelf, that's the level I usually have to pay for the drinks for Dom from. You're a yes, Top Shelf you. Guy, right?
leave the rail alone. But I'm not picky. I'll take what I can get.
We should have our own show, Top Shelf.
Yeah, that is. It's called the Devil's Advocates. Top Shelf every day.
Now, are you a chef? I've never seen you cook.
yeah, I cook. I can cook the hell out of a bowl of cereal, man.
Some Lucky Charms.
I mean, that's my favorite. No, I mean, I cook occasionally. Steph is the chef in the family, and Steph loves herself some Top Chef. My wife watches it quite often.
Well, I don't have to watch. I just go in the kitchen and make the magic myself.
Yeah, you're the show, baby.
I like to cook. I like to cook, and I usually try to do something a little, you know, more than the hamburger helper kind of a deal. Last night I did Italian, but not like spaghetti. I did, you know, like Italian with the Italian sausage, the hot sausage. I like it spicy.
Yeah. Sazica. So do you use a recipe or you just kind of just throw it all together?
Crudy's recipe.
Do you actually pull out a book and read something and measure things?
Oh, I do if I were baking, but I'm not baking. I'm cooking in this case.
Okay.
Well, you know,
but cooking and baking, that's all the same to me, man. If you're turning the stove on, top or inside, it's preparation of food.
Baking usually implies like a bready kind of something, right? Baking, you stick it in the oven. Cooking, at least to my perception, that goes on the range top. Than a baker.
Well, sometimes it goes on the range top and then into the oven, Curdy. What do you do then?
Oh, well, that would imply like some sort of seared it and then you put it in the oven. Oh, I do that occasionally. I've done that.
I'm getting hungry, man.
last night, I just did garlic toast and I nearly burnt it. I went like 6 minutes beyond the recipe called for time. But no one seemed to notice, you know, just put it in the sauce, my and Prego's sauce. We made it together, you know, I started with that base.
Now, would you have to add some sugar to it or some salt? What do you add to your Prego, Crudy?
I can't tell. That's Papa Crudy's special recipe.
You can put a label on that someday, folks.
So anyways, the real chefs are coming. Bravo's top chef. Dom is the top shelf. This is Top Chef, the wildly popular industry-altering reality TV show. It will shoot its 21st season in Wisconsin, my beloved.
21 seasons. That's amazing.
Bravo Media and Magical Elves released a statement today announcing the location and noted that former Top Chef winner, I should make you read, but... Kristen Kish will replace the outgoing Padma as host. The 20th season of Top Chef, an all-star season featured international contestants, was filmed in London and Paris.
Ooh, wee wee.
Well, not nearly as nice as Wisconsin in the summer. According to the release, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, WEDEC has been heard from. They've landed Top Chef for Wisconsin and was made in cooperation with Travel Wisconsin, Visit Wisconsin, Destination Madison, Destination Door County, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin State Cranberries Growers Association. That's Fred Preen's former organization, isn't it? Wasn't he a cranberry guy and a dentist?
I thought it was a dentist. I don't recall the cranberries. But
I think he owned a cranberry farm. I think that was the tie-in to the DNR stuff. We were thrilled when we got the call from Travel Wisconsin, the Destination Madison president and CEO, Ellie Westman Chen, said. What Madison has to offer is an incredible, unique, eclectic dining scene and the Devil's Advocates. We have every type of cuisine you could imagine in Madison and Dane County. That diverse food experience, that dining experience here, is a selling point for Top Chef coming to Madison. Now, Dom, Top Chef generally shoots in the late summer or early fall. Westman Chen said that will be the case in 23, but we don't have confirmation on exact days. Many details of the shooting are still under wraps, including how many days the chief testants and crew will be in Madison versus Milwaukee or Door County, and what opportunities there will be for the locals to get involved, like the eating part. I want to get involved, Dom.
I'm in like one of those parody ones, like nailed it, you know, the terrible cakes and things, you know, like grab someone off the street, just throw them into a situation and see what kind of creation they come up with.
I would wing it. I would do okay. I'd throw lots of garlic in there. I'd make it very fragrant. You'd smell my cooking coming. I guarantee you that, Tom. What is your favorite sort of cuisine? Is it Italian? You are Sicilian.
Oh yeah. All Italian. Lately, it's been the Sicilian steak, you know, some beat down Sicilian breaded steak, fried to pan, throw some noodles.
Is that like a cutlet?
Yeah, get over here, Gloriosos, man. It's all ready to go. How do you have to cook it, man? Yeah.
You know, my favorite Italian place, and you can certainly participate if you are a top chef, a foodie, if you're excited about them coming. We got some political headlines. We'll get to those as well. you know, better to eat out in Madison than Milwaukee, Dom, because apparently your sales tax is going up.
Oh.
But the place you introduced me to, mostly I would take you out to dinner back then because I'd make money on you in some professional way. I'd sell you something, and then I'd have to take you and...
And you'd feel guilty for sticking it to me and take me out for a dinner and, you know, try to make it hurt a little less bad.
And you would stick it to me with the top shelf, the cocktails, and then the dinners. But one of the best places you ever took me to, and I hope it's still there, Victorious in Appleton. Oh, man, the service. I have never seen better service at a restaurant than Victorious in Appleton. There was one young man, and he was, I guess, like a busboy, but he's staring like a, you know, like the guards at the wherever the palace is in England. I haven't been there ever.
No, they're very, very serious and looking forward.
But he's looking forward, and this table is getting up. And as soon as they got, you know, behind a pillar, he keeps flying in. He's just moving fast, flying. And I'm watching this going on. I'm like, this is the most efficient busing thing. But he didn't do it while they were still in the dining area. He didn't rush them one iota. But the second they crossed that pillar space, had that table set up, I would guess 30 seconds-ish, and they come walking out. They had already seated someone in about 45 seconds. They already had another table for six seated. And the food. Healthy Wisconsinite portions.
Come on, man. You went there for the portions. I mean, they give you 10 pounds of pasta. I mean, pasta is cheap, folks, and they gave it to you quick. That's great. In and out, great service. Had better food, but it's fine. I think there's other, you know, more.
I didn't say it was the best kind of restaurant. I'm just talking about service, the way they kept it moving, the way they run that joint, dude. That was one of my favorite Italian restaurants. You know, I've been checking out this Johnny's Italian in Middleton. It gets a little, you know, hoity-foity, a little pricey sometimes, but I like the food there. That is excellent. And, you know, we go to the one on the west side, but, you know, love the food. And it shows. Every part of me.
Top Chef coming to Wisconsin. Cody, a little more here. Apparently, the team took a previous scouting trip to Wisconsin, and that filming season 21 in the state has been in the works for over a year. We have amazing chefs here, she said. Top Chef is going to give Madison incredible exposure. We will take that and promote the entire dining scene, advertising in conjunction with that episode running. Westman Chun was not able to share what incentives, financial or otherwise, the state of Wisconsin has given Top Chef to shoot.
Less than $4.5 billion?
I mean, come on. Man.
I hope we didn't give him the Foxconn treatment.
Does anybody get the Foxconn treatment? Only Foxconn. Now, previous locations for Top Chef, New York, San Fran, Charleston, Chicago, Boston. Some seasons are more regional, like seasons in Texas and California. Based on previous seasons, Wisconsin season of Top Chef will likely air between March and June of 2024. Now that they have chosen Wisconsin and Madison, they'll come back and we'll start diving into details, said Westman Chin. We hope there's an opportunity to participate for our residents because that's a lot of fun. Even just to go out, see how it all works, be really exciting for the folks. 21 seasons, Top Chef coming to Wisconsin.
I'm very excited, Dom. Would that convince you? I mean, if you had great dining culture in a city like Madison where I live, would that encourage you to move here?
Well, yeah, man, that always matters. Here in Milwaukee, too. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after a bite.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 72. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for you as always. 844-967-2789.
Dom, we're getting text as well. The shiny new app allows you to text readily. It's a little icon. Very easy. Here's one. Top Chef comes to the liberal parts. That's got to piss somebody off. And also, I was just in Appleton a few weeks ago. Victoria's is still there. I haven't eaten there in years. But man, the food is so good.
And
the service,
time,
the
man.
Service, impeccable.
Service is great, yeah.
Crudy likes it quick and generous and impeccable. Well, Dom, I've got a question to ask you. In the audience, and it's a little blasphemous, and I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. But in 844-967-2789, calls, they're okay. Text, also okay. A little survey, because I am getting pestered. I'm getting inundated by calls from the Chicago Bears organization, their broadcast organization. And they want to...
They're looking for a quarterback again, Crudy?
No, no, that won't be a problem.
You can't be any worse than what they got.
Come on, Jason Fields? Hey, man, before we start talking trash about quarterbacks, let's see how ours works out. Right? Talk right. About Packers fans. So here is the question, people. The Chicago Bears organization wants me to play the Chicago Bears here in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, they make this representation. And I was really shocked. First and foremost, they said, what about Racine, Kenosha? Heard you guys bought a radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
Right down there on the state border. What the hell no, I said. We got the Packers on that station. We got the Badgers on that station. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers. Hell, Dom, I'm going down next week. Our sales team. We are going to sell out the Packers on WRJN next week. That's how confident I am. Because what business owner wouldn't want to be associated with the greatest franchise in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, right? And as a wonderful, slightly more affordable option, if it doesn't work out for them to be the namesake of the Packers, well, hell, we've got the Badgers. In the Milwaukee Metro, I can stream them too. I got all these great things coming, and Bucks basketball coming in the fall and the winter. And then the Brewers next summer. We got the greatest sports station in the state of Wisconsin. Of course they want a piece of that action, right?
Right.
Well, hell no, you can't get on Racine Kenosha. They said, what about
conflict with the you know, the Packers and Bears, right? I mean, you can't play two of those. That doesn't make any sense.
You cannot. They said, what about Madison? I said, do tell more. They're like, yeah, what about Madison?
What about Madison?
We don't currently have any Bears affiliate in Madison. And we think there are 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County, in the greater, Madison Metro. And I said, I'm suspicious. Right. I'm suspicious. 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County over here? Are you kidding me? And they said, no, we're representing what the Chicago Bears tell us. I said, well, where do they come up with their metrics? Ticket sales, merchandise sales, online, apparently.
Sure.
And those that sign up for, like, the NFL, you know, newsletter from the Chicago Bears. Said, seems like a big number to me. You know what I mean? That seems like a big number.
Could be a lot of Packer fans trying to get dirt on the other team. You know what I mean?
Here's... by buying Jason Fields jerseys. But here's what I... Maybe it's like you buy it to burn it. You put it out in the backyard. You know, you buy it to burn it, but that seems like an expensive endeavor. You can buy it at a thrift
shop.
Totally.
Those are not cheap jerseys, right?
Very expensive. So the question I have for you, Dom, and for the greater audience, should we put the Bears in Madison on Sundays? Because here's one other thing I would note. We program this station 6 days a week. Got the finest damn programming 6 days a week. But I never programmed on Sunday because who's going to fight against the Packers, right? And now that we have the Packers, we're going to have the greatest programming 7 days a week on great stations like WRJN and WRCO. One coming in the Northwoods and Park Falls very, very soon. We'll tell you about that someday in August. But what about the rest, Dom? What about the Chicagoland people trapped here in Dane County? I mean, my city is growing rapidly. This county is growing rapidly. I didn't know they're coming from Chicagoland. They might be Bears fans.
Well, the Devils, we play out in Chicago, right? Delayed nowadays, but you know, we get a little piece of that action down there.
I actually spoke to our friends at WCPT earlier today. Asked the same question. What do you think? Is that blasphemous?
What's the deal? I mean, you got to talk about expenses and revenues to me, man. I don't know. I mean, how do you determine whether or not a deal like that would be successful? What's your definition of success?
$1 billion. No. Yeah. You know, because financially, I don't see a big downside, but I'm also limited in seeing a big upside. I just don't see the big.
Are you limited because of your partisanship for being a Packers fan? I won't say a Bears hater, but a Packers fan? Is that why you're limited, Crudy?
Here is something one of the sales guys pointed out to me. If you are a Bears fan and you live in Madison, you can't hear the game. You can't see the game. I mean, how frustrating. You'd have to, go?
Buy the ticket?
Go to the game in Chicago? Did know how your team did? Otherwise, you got to, see the ESPN, the 6 o'clock news? They're not covering the Bears highlights? What's that?
Streaming rights come along with that? You can play it on the...
No.
Can't
stream.
Well,
can't stream.
You know, you should do a little negotiating, man. You know, art of the deal, Crudy. Stick it to them a little bit, man. If they want to come here, we'll show them how we do business.
If you have a strong opinion on whether or not we should play the Bears, call us right now, 844-967-2789. Tell your folks I say hi, and the Bears. Still sad.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Record flooding continues across much of New England, but the worst of it is in Vermont now. Governor Phil Scott.
The rain has stopped in some areas, but that does not mean waters will immediately recede. They may, in fact, continue to rise.
The storms have killed several people in New York and Oklahoma. President Biden's on hand in Lithuania for a NATO summit focused heavily on Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS Mornings NATO's taken a stand against Russia.
Our alliance is stronger. It's bigger with two new members, Finland and now Sweden. And it's more united than ever.
Top executives from the PGA Tour testified today at a Senate hearing in Washington over its new partnership with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There are 9/11 victims' families and some senators on the panel who say the Saudis are trying to wash or soften that nation's image after generations of human rights abuses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The Waukesha Parade killer is sentenced in an unrelated case. Daryl Brooks took a plea deal yesterday for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. He was originally charged with three felonies, accused of shooting at his nephew and his nephew's friend 3 years ago. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for his attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Brooks is due back in court next week in another case. He's charged with running over the mother of his children weeks before the parade attack. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. The rally is in support of first-grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That's right, it sucks.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lots of text love on this topic, Dom. Whether or not Crudy should turn two-face on his Packer hometown beloved team and consider broadcasting the Chicago Bears on the Madison station. It seems foreign to say to me, but apparently there are something approaching 75, 78,000 Bears fans living in Dane County, according to the Chicago Bears. Consider the source not reliable, probably.
Come on, man. Now, what about the other, obviously, Milwaukee, biggest market in the state of Wisconsin. Do they have an affiliate playing out the Bears in Milwaukee already?
Well, there used to be a station that played the Bears, 780 a.m., I think it was. And now, the guy that owns WTMJ in Milwaukee, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands, yeah. Well, they bought ESPN, and they got the Bears rights on the station down there. But the guy that was calling me was definitely a guy out of Illinois. Here are a few of the thoughts I've been getting on the text line, Dom. Where is it? Where is it? It was just here. Here's one. So you'll put Clayfish on the air, but not the Bears? Joel or Rebecca? Here's one. Crudy, some iHeart station based in Madison plays the Cubs. I know that to be fact. Good thing civic media is generally liberal. They don't care much about sports. CJ would probably quit listening on principle if you put the Bears on.
He can't get away. He can't stop listening.
If we chase CJ away by playing the Bears, that would pretty much seal the deal. Yeah. That'd be worth it at any cost. Here's another one pointing that out. 1070 in Madison played out the Cubs last year. Bears used to be on 780, which you could hear all over the state. No longer. They're looking for a new home of the lowly Bears. It's a smart move like those dumbass Dan Kelly ads. Get your money, they say. And here's another one.
Receptive, the audience. Just dial these are things I'm thinking.
Do it, man. I know a lot of local fibs who would eat it up. Playing the Bears in Madison seems a little sacrilegious, but they need a radio home here in central Wisconsin, Dom. And, you know, I kind of like stirring the pot.
Well, you know, it's coming together, man. See, the Devil's Advocates, we're bringing people together.
Well, two games a year, they play Packers and Bears, right? So could you imagine if we, like, pitted our own stations against each other? Like Madison against Racine Kenosha and the other Packers affiliates? Because we would not have multiple Bears affiliates. If we do this beta test, it's going to be a small run, and we're going to see how it goes. But we could have fun, you know, first game of the season, Bears at Soldier Field. Last game of the season, Bears at Packers at Lambeau Field. See what I'm getting
at? Oh, so the season starts off Packers-Bears in Chicago, and then it ends with Bears in Green Bay. Gotcha.
It does. It does. So technically, we would be putting some form of the Packers broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple of Packer games in there, Crudy. That's part of the mission,
some
right?
Some people would buy season tickets just to have the Ohio State game. Some people looking in the mirror, I'm considering that. I'm like, should I buy season tickets just for one game? Because I really want to go to one game. Ohio State. Badgers, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
a little more here, Crudy. Here's one from the lacrosse, our pal Dana. You got to give it to the Vikings before the Bears, at least the Vikings, are at least watchable.
Well, you wouldn't be watching them. You'd be listening. And then Casper, one of our employees, Chris Casper, has got a Vikings tattoo. I mean, he's like hardcore.
Oh, he's dedicated, right, for sure, man.
He said, no Vikings love, ? Yeah. Well, I'm not sure where we would play the Vikings. Perhaps somewhere up in the Northwoods. Oh, yeah, here's someone asking. What's next, Vikings at Baldwin and Amory? Those are the Minnesota outmarkets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers, they won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet. Call me.
Call them, man. I mean,
844.
If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. All right, let's get the Lions. We get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis dome, the U.S. Bank Stadium. When they call that thing. It's Goliath. It's huge. Saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No? Why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We were in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was a smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked
it. Hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I know, you know, old man now, you don't just sit in the nosebleeds of a Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, oh, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, a college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort. We're in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but, you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves. And that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife. And I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know. And I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, yeah, I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game. And I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Got to do something, man. State's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years. So now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to Summerfest.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going to watch
the Bucks? I'll listen to them on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to them on the radio.
That's not you going to go. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
You're right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh, man. As long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax, but I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership, and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car, have that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but.
A little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote as a Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats, because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years, all the way back to the socialist days, right?
Mm-hmm, the sewer socialists.
What they failed to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was elected governor, 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans as being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things? Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We don't hate you. Or the Bears. Maybe we're turning a new leaf on the Bears. We'll see. 844.
We'll see.
967-2789.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at The Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Crudy trashing, Bears loving smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy, not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something, and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka, go Bears.
Airing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting, and many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge Packers fan, non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears. Well,
I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're the water, unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to... do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the peoples, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man. It bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yes. Add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, but the weather's
not. Yeah, I
noticed
you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. You know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida, imagine. Or the DeSantis campaign?
People leave in, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
Do you get angry?
I get
when I'm angry.
I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What? Not the current one? I mean,
not
mean
the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Not that one. So, you know, he says he's still the president and he won Nevada. Twice. I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
absolutely
of my things.
You do. You are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But, you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very
profane or the angry? Because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Gritty. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporter, and he says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall? You know what I'm saying? The guy, I mean, he insults and belittles everybody on a regular basis. And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, it's just like, who can out-troll each other? I mean, there's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. That those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
you're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember,
we'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back the happy hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to Wista. To all our 25.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.